This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got some really interesting bluegrass lined up for you today. I hope you're going to stick with me and enjoy the music, because I believe there's a lot in here to enjoy. That opening track was one called Reunion. That was a Hamilton County bluegrass band in 2005. We're just about to embark on a tour of New Zealand with a whole bunch of other artists called the Highway of Legends, and they called us a legend, and we recorded some music for a CD that had tracks for all the artists on it, and that was a tune I wrote, and Dave Calder on mandolin, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, Alan Rhodes on guitar, my older son Jeremy Trenwith was playing bass for us, and I was playing the banjo, and that was a tune called Reunion. Let's get on with the show now. Justin Moses is an absolute expert on all instruments, and I have a CD here from many years ago, 20 years ago, called Dusty Roads, and it's just like a CV for Justin Moses, because on this he's got 12 tracks, and he plays mandolin, guitar, banjo, fiddle, dobro, bass. sings lead, tenor and baritone vocals. And he has a bit of help on various songs too. And I've picked a song called, I better look it up and get the name right, One More Hill. And on One More Hill, he's doing most of those things, but he's got Andy Leftwich playing the fiddle for him and Steve Gully doing the tenor vocal. Let's hear the very versatile Justin Moses, which you've probably seen him in all sorts of bands these days. Here he is doing One More Hill. Some picking, and that was Justin Moses there with just a little bit of help from a couple of other people. He did a fine job on that. Well, a little while ago, a good friend of mine, Barry Patterson, gave me all his old LPs because he had digitized the music, and he's a much tidier person than I am, and I tend to have a lot of stuff lying around, and I don't think Barry likes a lot of stuff lying around. So it was a real gift, I tell you, because he had lots of bluegrass LPs, particularly from the 1970s, that I didn't get. And bit by bit, we'll be working through some of those. I'll be able to play you music from people whose music I missed out on and wished I hadn't. didn't. And the next track I'm going to play is from an album called Bluegrass Music is Out of Sight. And it's the boys from Indiana with Paul Mullins and Noah Crace. And those names are very much part of my bluegrass experience, apart from the fact that I never saw them play. And I regret that. Noah Crace is a legendary banjo player. And when you listen to him, he's just got a wonderful feel and a wonderful drive. Harley Gabbard is the dobro player for the band, and I've heard that name for a long time. Paul Mullins on fiddle, great fiddle player. Jerry Holt on bass and Aubrey Holt on guitar and most of the lead singing. Frank Godby on mandolin. They're all names that I recognise from my readings of magazines like Bluegrass Unlimited, and finally get a chance to play some of this music. This is from 1975, and the first track we're going to hear is You'll Never Find Another So True. Well, that's a pretty bold statement, isn't that? You'll never find another so true. Here are the boys from Indiana. Let's see if we can get them going on the turntable here.
There'll come a day when you'll be lonely. There'll come a day when you'll be blue. And what will you do, dear, without me? You'll never find another so true.
You'll never find another so true. No one to love you like I do. Walking alone down life's highway, you'll never find another so true.
Living like this, dear, we're living in sorrow and shame. I'd step aside if you'd let me, but then I'd keep calling your name.
You'll never find another so true. No one to love you like I do. Walking alone down life's highway, you'll never find another so true.
Bit of inspired 1975 style bluegrass there from the boys of Indiana. Just classic bluegrass music, yet many of the songs written by Aubrey Holt, I think that one was too. Okay, let's have a bit of old time music. J.E. Maynor and his Mountaineers, or he's had various names. Yes, J.E. Maynor and his Mountaineers. I don't know who's playing on this track. I've done a bit of research, but haven't managed to dig it out yet. J.E. Maynor was a fiddle player, played right through the 1920s, 30s, 40s, was sort of rediscovered in the 50s in the folk music thing, and was a great source of old-time music, and many of his tracks form a repertoire of old-time music. People like the New Lost City Ramblers dug heavily into his music, as he dug heavily into lots of other people's music too. Well, I've selected a fiddle tune, and as you know, I like fiddle tunes with interesting names, and this is one called Granny Kicking Up Her Heels. So any fiddle tune that's called Granny Kicking Up Her Heels must sound pretty good. Here's J.E. Maynor's Mountaineers, and this is from a recording about in 1967, I think, and he was 70 years old about when he was doing this music.
Granny pop, came down the chip, along come the chicken and dinner all here. Granny in the kitchen rolling up a dough, along come a man and called him Uncle Joe.
Well, that was Granny kicking up her heels. Interesting story about J.E. Maynard's fiddle. There was an old guy playing fiddle standing near a railway line and just standing there playing fiddle, and a train came along and the man was hit, and I don't know whether he was killed or what, but the fiddle was sort of bounced away into the bushes. It was broken, and J.E. Maynard saw it and picked it up and took it home, mended it, and used that fiddle. Interesting way to get your best instrument, isn't it? Oh, well, as a complete contrast now, we're going to hear from Alison Krauss and the Cox family from the album I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, Cox family. Just beautiful singers. And we're going to hear a gospel song, of course, called Remind Me, Dear Lord. And the whole band is Alison Krauss's band. Barry Bales on bass, Ron Block on guitar and banjo, Rob Ikes on dobro, Alison Krauss on fiddle. Victor Krauss plays acoustic bass on a couple of songs. Gary Smith on a bit of piano. Adam Steffi on mandolin. And there's different people coming in and out of it, but it's mostly just Alison Krauss and the Cox family. And singing this one, make sure I get that right, Remind Me, Dear Lord. Lynn Cox is doing the lead. Suzanne is doing the tenor. And brother Sydney is doing the baritone. And it sounds like this.
My heart are just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back the curtain. Where I could have been.
Just remember, I'm a human, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Just remember, I'm a human, and humans forget. So remind me, remind me, dear Lord.
Just beautiful, wasn't it? Just beautiful. I love that sort of slowish, peaceful feeling gospel stuff. Just brilliant. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you music that's on my shelves at home. I've got lots of shelves filled with CDs and LPs and dating back to the mid-60s and a big collection, and I'm delighted to be able to share it with you, and I hope you're enjoying it. And along the way, I've had many excellent bluegrass experiences, and I hope that you get to enjoy some of those with me as well. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. And New Zealand is where I've been based all my life, apart from a few years in Sydney, Australia, playing music with the Slim Dusty Show, mostly in Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and travelling around Australia. So Australia and New Zealand are definitely my home, but the last 50 years or so, it's been based in New Zealand. And so that's probably why the show has a slightly different outlook on the bluegrass music than what you might otherwise be listening to. I hope you're enjoying it just the same. The sponsor for our show is Shearer's Music Works. They're a music shop in Hamilton, New Zealand. Here, if you're ever in Hamilton, make an effort to go to Shearer's. Wonderful people there, all musicians and very helpful, and anything from a new flat pick to a new Martin guitar, they'll be delighted to help you. I'm very pleased that Shearer's are sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass Music. Got my first banjo from them, first five-string banjo from them in 1965, and haven't looked back since. Drove many people crazy, sisters, mothers, fathers. I don't think my father could hear me. He disappeared out of the house. And I always say to my pupils who I'm teaching different things, if your sister's not saying, "Mum, make him go outside," you're not playing often enough. Anyway, that was my experience on banjo. Let's hear from Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. The album is The Room Over Mine. Great band. Danny Paisley on guitar and lead vocals, Michael Paisley on bass, TJ Lundy on fiddle, Bob Lundy on banjo and baritone vocals, Donnie Eldrith Jr. on mandolin, and he also sings the occasional lead and tenor. This is a pretty schmaltzy song written by Chris Stewart and Ivan Rosenberg, and it's called Don't Throw Mama's Flowers Away. Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. Far away. That's a pretty energetic version of a song, isn't it? Very driving. Daddy Paisley, he was doing a great job there. I'm going to play you a band called Volume 5. It's an interesting thing. I've got the CD from somewhere. I can't remember where I got it from. And it's Children of the Mountain and Volume 5. And I wasn't sure whether Children of the Mountain was the name of the album or the name of the band, and whether Volume 5 was the number of the album or the band name. I found out that it's the band name. So Volume 5 consists of Glenn Harrell on fiddle and a bit of harmony vocals, and Adam Duke on guitar, Chris Williamson on bass, Jesse Daniel on mandolin, Patton Wages on banjo. They do a fine job. Bunch of guys in their 30s and 40s, and they look like they really enjoy their music. I'm going to play two tracks. One, a classic tune that people think it comes from public domain. I'm not entirely sure about that, but it's one called More Pretty Girls Than One. And then the next one is the title song, Children of the Mountain. Here is Volume 5.
Talked to me last night. She gave to me some good advice. She said, son, you ought to quit this old rambling all around, and you should marry a sweet little loving wife. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I've rambled all around, and there's more girls than one.
Hopes and dreams, a miner's wife she'll be one day.
does, she'll become another link in the chain of the children of the mountain who live in endless pain. Through the hollers you can hear the sound as the children of the mountain dig deeper in the ground. Train rolls about three times a day, hauling all the coal the children dig up from the clay. Ain't much to do in that old town, it always stays the same. And when the sun goes down each morning, it's just another day. Through the hollers you can hear the sound as the children of the mountain dig deeper in the ground. Just try not to think about the hell you're going through. They'll never leave this mountainside no matter how they try. The children of the mountains, they'll stay here till they die. Through the hollers you can hear the sound as the children of the mountain dig deeper in the ground.
That's the band called Volume 5, and they're a very punchy band, very accomplished, and lovely lead vocal sound just in that baritone level. Sounds great, doesn't he? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I'd like to say hi to all the people listening on podcasts all over the place. Some of you get your podcasts from Free FM, some from iHeartRadio, then there's Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, different places you can get Back Porch Bluegrass, and I appreciate the fact that you make the effort to hunt it out and get it. Tell your friends about the show. It's great to have people listening to my take on bluegrass music from right down here in the southwestern Pacific Ocean in the country of New Zealand. Yes, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Lots of people also listen on the access radio stations right throughout New Zealand. I think it's taken on about 8 or 10 access radio stations. Hi, thanks for leaving your radio turned on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on. And access radio stations in Canada, big hi to you people too. I'm glad that you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. And we've got a couple of stations in the USA, Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, also taking my version of bluegrass music called Back Porch Bluegrass. Thanks very much to all the listeners. Anytime you want to contact me, you can do it care of Free FM. Just look up Free FM, send an email into them and they'll always forward it to me and I'll eventually get around to replying. Most people know that I'm not a great correspondent, but I do try hard sometimes to get something back to you about that. Or you can do me direct on paultrenwith@gmail.com. paultrenwith@gmail.com. And once again, I'll try and get back to you if you've got anything good to say about the show. I'd love to hear it. That'd be really nice. Thank you very much. If you've got anything bad to say about it, I probably should enjoy that too, but I'm not totally sure that it will. Let's do some music. Here's Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Alan Rhodes, the guitarist, is also a good songwriter. He wrote the song. The lineup was David Calder, Alan Rhodes, me playing banjo, and who was playing bass? Tim Trenwith was playing bass, my number three son, who I still play music with, doing a fine job. And Colin Trenwith on fiddle. You Turned Your Back, the song's called.
You turned your back, then you were gone. I've only memories to carry on. You turned your back, I'm on my own. You turned your back, and now my bird has flown. My burden now weighs on me heavy. Such pain and sorrow, so hard to carry. Those happy days were full of sunshine. We had it all, just for a short time. You turned your back, then you were gone. I've only memories to carry on. You turned your back, I'm on my own. You turned your back, and now my bird is flown. Never falter, would be all through. To have you here in my arms again, the thought of you just drives me down. You turned your back, then you were gone. I've only memories to carry on. You turned your back, I'm on my own. Turned your back, and now my bird is flown. The wind blows cold around my door. The warmth has faded since you've been gone. No one around can take your place. Everywhere I look, I see your face. You turned your back, then you were gone. I've only memories to carry on. You turned your back,
my bird is flown. Oh, that's some classic bluegrass there from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and Alan Rhodes, You Turned Your Back. Let's hear from the boys from Indiana, another track from the LP that I'm playing this session. This is one called She's Not There Anymore. It's just a bit like the first one, eh? All these women disappearing, it's just terrible. Here's Boys from Indiana.
Staying out till one every night of the week. sitting home waiting on a soap. She left me this morning without any warning. I thought it was some kind of joke. Yourself a ball. Just remember tonight when you come home half tight, I won't be there to catch you when you fall. She's not there anymore to kiss me at the door when I come staggering home on my feet. I thought it was fun staying out till one every night of the week. I didn't realize what a woman went through, sitting home waiting on a soap. She left me this morning without any warning. I thought it was some kind of joke.
Well, that was the boys from Indiana, and She's Not There Anymore. We'll hear from Danny Paisley again, too, from the album The Room Over Mine. And would you believe it, the song that I've chosen is The Room Over Mine. And Danny Paisley sounds like this.
In the room over search for a better place. Well, I know just how he really feels every night about this time. When he's a-walking and a-talking, I'll be in that room. Or in the room over mine.
Some impassioned bluegrass here, good to hear. Lots of the people in the industry just love the sound of Danny Paisley's band, and he gets good write-ups everywhere, and I think it's because he just puts so much into his music, and it sort of comes out a bit like the old-time bluegrass, a whole lot in him. Anyway, we're going to hear from Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. Now, from the album Somewhere Beyond the Blue, it's time for a gospel song. But the important thing about this is, Joe Mullins, you remember when we played the boys from Indiana? Let me grab the album cover again. Paul Mullins was the fiddle player, and that is Joe's dad. So we're jumping some generations here. We've got... Boys from Indiana had Paul Mullins playing fiddle. We're going to play Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, and he's the banjo player and the lead singer. He's also got Adam McIntosh on guitar, Randy Barnes on bass, Jason Barry on fiddles, Jeff Parker on mandolin, Mike Rogers on percussion, and they do some beautiful music. And it's Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, Somewhere Beyond the Blue, and there's a song called There's No New Way Home.
There's only one way to glory, but there's countless wrong turns you could take. God gave us one set of directions, a roadmap that never has changed.
There's no new way home.
There's no new way home. There's no new way home. You still have to go by the old rugged cross. Oh, brother, there's no new way home.
Just follow the blood drops to Calvary, the trail Jesus led for the lost. Then press on till you reach the Jordan, that river the saints have all crossed.
There's no new way home.
There's no new way home. There's no new way home. You still have to go by the old rugged cross. Oh, brother, there's no new way home.
Tell you there's an easier way to get there, but there's still only one straight and narrow. All other roads lead to despair.
There's no new way home.
There's no new way home. There's no new way home. You still have to go by the old rugged cross. Oh, brother, there's no new way home. Go by the old rugged cross. Oh, brother, there's no new way home.
I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, isn't that a beautiful bass voice? I wish I had a bass voice like that. Oh, I want to get to singing all the gospel songs doing the bass part. Fantastic fun. That was Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers in earlier in the program, we had his dad, Paul Mullins, who is also a DJ and playing with the boys from Indiana. Back to Justin Moses, the man who plays everything and sings everything. We've got another song from him called The Heart of Alabama. But he's got a bit of help on this one. Keith Garrett doing some lead vocal and rhythm guitar on this. Lou Womp or Wamp playing dobro, and Tim Tipton playing bass on this. So Justin Moses is doing everything else, of course, and the song is called Heart of Alabama, and it goes like this.
Came to this land with the clothes on his back. He was looking for a home. He carved a house from a forest of trees with a foundation made of stone. He was never too proud to deny his past, peasant's life and dreams. For his hands gave away what his eyes didn't show, the hardships that he had seen. In the heart of Alabama, in the heat of the summer sun, weathered through the winter when the swollen river runs, heard the crying of their babies in the flickering candlelight, and bowed their heads together in the night. Times and bad, gave unselfishly to the children she loved and her Lord above, though her life was never at ease. She was almost done in when the Lord took her man. She wasn't sure what to do. She bent her back to the mule and plow, and the crops and the children grew. Heart of Alabama, in the heat of the summer sun, it weathered through the winter when the swollen river runs, heard the crying of their babies in the flickering candlelight, and bowed their heads together. In her last year, as she lay in bed, frail as she could be, she begged her boys to build her a box and bring it for her to see. They labored with love, working into the night, and they brought it by her side. She took a long look at the pretty pine box, and before dawn she had died. In the heart of Alabama, in the heat of the summer sun, they weathered through the winter when the swollen river runs, heard the crying of their babies, the flickering candlelight, bowed their heads together in the night.
He's a very talented man, is Justin Moses. It was Keith Garrett doing the lead vocal, and Justin was doing some harmony and all the instruments. Just about coming to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed this. We've had a strange mixture of music on it, and that's just typical of bluegrass music, really. But as I like to do, take it out with an instrumental. This is Colleen Trenwith with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band playing the cross-side fiddler, and she would like everyone to have known that she wasn't cross-eyed. That's all right. Thanks very much. Tune in again next time. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.